What would you use to urge horses to go faster if you're riding
a whip?
A what?
A whip.
Okay. And if you went and bought some fruit at the grocery store, the grocer would put them in a
grocery bag.
Okay. Or what would the bag be made out of?
Paper.
Okay. Sometimes you'll see 50 pounds of flour in a big thing made of cloth. They used to package flour in a big sack or a bag that was made out of cloth. And what would you call that?
Dumping sack.
What?
A dumping sack.
Okay. What is that exactly? Would you describe it for me?
Well, that's the regular sack where you can put like things in that you don't want that don't tear too easily.
Yeah. Is it made out of smooth cloth or real rough cloth or?
Rough cloth.
Okay. Is this the same kind of sack that you might put feed or manure or seed or something in?
Yes, same sack.
Okay. You have any other names for it?
No, some call it the bean sack.
A what?
The bean sack and.
Okay.
So,
have you ever heard it called a burlap bag or a burlap sack or a toe sack or a crocus sack or any of those?
No.
Okay. Okay, what would you call, you're going to love this, what would you call the amount of corn that you might take to the mill at one time to be ground?
One time to be ground?
Yeah. Do you have a name for that?
I'd say no, that's the same thing. I don't know. No, I don't.
Okay, I don't either. You might say, on a wagon, the guy didn't have a full load. He just had a, what?
Half a load.
Okay. For a half a load or a partial load, would you ever call it a jag? You ever heard that?
No.
Okay. Say you came out of the grocery store and you had three bags of groceries like this, and it was just about all you could handle, and you'd say, I had a real arm, what?
Full of groceries.
Okay. Say the whole thing for me, would you?
Oh, a whole arm full of groceries.
Okay. If a light burns out in an electric lamp, you'd have to put in a new
light bulb.
Okay. And if you carry out the washing to hang it up on the line, you carry out in a
buggy or a big sheet, I guess.
Okay, if you didn't have a sheet, you might have a plastic thing or a... Sometimes they're made out of straw or kind of straw. They're woven.
Oh, the woven baskets.
Okay. On barrels, you got wooden things that go up and down like this. And then you've got circular metal things like this that hold the wooden things in place. And what do you call those metal things?
The stock.
The what?
The stock, that's all I know.
Have you heard that?
I heard of the stock, but I don't really know what I just say the frame.
Okay.
Frame of the stock.
On a basketball basket, you've got the basket part, and it hangs from a rim, or you might call a rim the what?
Goal.
The what?
The goal.
Okay. Anything else you might call the rim?
Free-toe line shoot. The hoop.
Okay. What would you put in the top of a bottle so that the liquid wouldn't spill out?
A stopper or a lid.
Okay. If it was a wine bottle, you'd probably put a what in it?
A cork.
Okay. And can a cork, what's a cork made out of?
A cork. What it's made out of?
Yeah.
It's made out of wood, too. Real thin, light wood.
Like what, say again?
Real thin, light wood.
Okay. Okay, can it be made out of anything else?
Yes. What? Rubber. A rubber cork.
Okay. What do you call the little musical instrument that children play and you hold it like this?
Harmonica.
Okay. What about a musical instrument that you hold between your teeth and you pick it with your fingers and it twangs?
What do you call it?
Uh-huh.
You put it between your teeth?
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Okay.